Unit 3. A World of Choice. 3F. Exercises 1 and 2, page 27.
Okay, so this meeting is about choosing which methods we want to go with for advertising our new range of products. Let's first look at the options available here. Well, personally, I don't think brochures would work very well. They won't be seen by a large number of people.
That's true, but they're cheap to make and would provide important information about why our goods are of good quality. We could easily just include them in the packages and send them along to the shops.
Okay, fair enough. Let's do that. But then there's no reason to make flyers as well.
Agreed. Flyers just create a lot of litter anyway. We're trying to be more environmentally friendly, right?
Exactly. We could put posters on public transport instead. A lot of people would see them there.
For sure. Around 3 million people take the tube every day in London, so it would be a great way for people to notice our products. Plus, posters are cheaper than billboards.
Yeah, it's much better value for money. You pay through the nose for them, and at times, they're only seen by a limited number of people as they pass by on a street or motorway.
You could be right. So, what about doing a television commercial? They can be very expensive, but still get a lot of viewers, don't you think?
Actually, I think we could make one on a budget without having to create something which requires a lot of time and money.
Maybe you're right. And we can show it both on national TV and streaming sites. I'm sure it would get attention.
Definitely. In fact, I think we should also do a lot of internet ads. They're accessible to people everywhere and are by far the most effective way of attracting a young audience.
Sounds good to me. Right. I'd say we should spend half our budget online, around 30% on television, and the rest on what we mentioned before.
I like it. Okay, I'm glad we agree.